is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, BAIC, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, The Free National Movement, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, RF Biking Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday. You are doing well. It's Thursday afternoon, sorry. If you give us a call on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-6229. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Today is not Far Back Friday. It's Thursday, but I played that song. I played that song because it really resonated with me as I listen
recording
to some of the stuff that's happening. Some of the things that's happening in our political dialogue these days. When I listen to some of the explanations of things that I'm hearing, I literally have to wonder, am I going crazy? It just becomes very difficult to make sense of some of these things. It really does. I mean, listen, you have to think what you want to think about me, about anybody else, about who we are for, who we are not for. I can't do anything about that, but I cannot sit down and pretend that, one, I'm not hearing what I'm hearing. I'm not thinking what I'm thinking. I'm not observing what I am observing. So I didn't even, while I was preparing for the show, I did not know that the Nassau Guardian's editorial would reflect a thought that I was having. The Nassau Guardian has in it today an editorial that is entitled Insulting Our Intelligence. Intelligent people operate on this basis. They have a reasonable suspicion or curiosity about the world. And that reasonable suspicion and curiosity leads them to ask questions and to seek answers to those questions by finding either evidence, empirical evidence or otherwise, of finding reasoning that aligns with what is regarded as just good, sensible logic. So meaning, if I have a set of premises, they lead me to this conclusion, and that is logical, right? And so intelligent people take what is said to them and try to analyze it, comprehend it, to make sense of the world. And if something doesn't make sense, well, then they gather, well, then this can't be the explanation for it. We have to find another explanation for it. If someone presses something on them about what is supposed to be a reasonable explanation for something that clearly is not, then they think that that person is insulting their intelligence. That's what they think, right? That you have to think that I'm absolutely stupid to be telling me that. A person says to me, the sky is not blue. Now, what we know in the common parlance as the sky is blue. Now, you might start passing out, well, the air isn't blue and this isn't blue, and that's really the effect of something. Well, that's science, and we can get behind that. But if you're sitting down trying to tell me what I'm looking at isn't blue, that we call the sky, then I'm going to think you're insulting my intelligence. That's really the bottom line. Well, the Nassau Guardian has in its editorial a note that says that it seems that the government, in its explanation of any number of things,
is insulting the intelligence of the Bahamian public. It says, over the course of the past several weeks, the Nassau Guardian has remained dogged in seeking to hold our elected officials to account, especially those who hold the reins of government. The Progressive Liberal Party, PLP, clearly walked into this election cycle unprepared to seriously defend its tenure in government, characterized by what can only be described at this point as wild and reckless spending at best. Says the government has covered the PLP since the Guardian has covered the PLP since its inception. This is far from its first rodeo. We have seen far greater political forces than exist today brought down overnight. But even as recently as 2017, the party was painted with a broad brush of corruption by the Free National Movement, whose last administration oversaw the prosecution of several PLP MPs, though those attempts proved unsuccessful. Given the extremely serious repercussions that followed its last tenure in office, we are frankly surprised by the level of sophistry being employed by the party to defend what has been reported. Many of the legal financial reporting requirements that exist today are the result of the electorate's almost wholesale rejection of the last PLP administration. In recent days, it has been revealed that the government spent more than $141 million through the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority in less than 5 years, exceeding its budget allocations annually while failing to provide a clear accounting for those funds used. Instead of a detailed explanation, what the public received was an unacceptable explanation by Beaches and Parks Chairman Mikel Bonaby after evading questions and story broke. He insisted Tuesday that every dollar was accounted for, yet in the same breath gave no accounting. He offered assertions as fact and expected thinking people to accept it. They don't. The claim that engaging 1,200 contractors has helped stimulate the economy as a net positive is absurd. Almost all government expenditure that remains in the country contributes to gross domestic product. That does not mean you get to overshoot budget allocations. Government spending is not, by default, effective economic policy. It must be justified, measured against outcomes, and demonstrated value. Otherwise, there's no point to accountability at all. After Bonaby gave his excuses, the PLP compounded the chicanery with a clear and coordinated attempt to shift the narrative through the use of automated and poorly deployed bot accounts on our social media platforms. This is insulting to the intelligence of the Bahamian people. Perhaps the PLP is too dug in at this point. We also reported this week that in 4 years, more than $250 million has been spent on consultants under this administration. This figure significantly exceeds the $167 million spent in the 4 years prior. The Ministry of Finance alone accounts for more than $92 million in consulting expenditure compared to just over $19 million in the previous period. Then there is the situation involving Bahamas Grid Company. The original deal was presented as a 25-year partnership between the government and Island Grid and the Bahamian subsidiary of U.S.-based Pike Corporation. Under that structure, the government would hold 40% of BGC, while Island Grid would hold 60% and play a central role in both managing and executing the upgrade of the new Providence transmission and distribution grid. The project was financed with roughly $100 million in bonds and another $30 million in equity, and Island Grid's technical expertise and leadership were positioned as critical to its success. What has now occurred does not align with the original framework Island Grid has concluded its management role as of April 20th. This marks a transition to a fully Bahamian-led operating model under new chief executives. Pike has issued what plainly read as a parting statement, extended best wishes for the company's future. And the article, the editorial goes on, okay? So, this is consistent with what I was going to talk about today, which is, I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy. I know that I'm not the brightest human being on the planet. I'm not the brightest person in the Bahamas. I know that for a fact. But I think I'm a pretty good thinker. I think so. I think I can understand most things that are said to me pretty well, and I know how to get more information if I need it, right? So let's start with let's begin with the pipe deal. Okay? This deal is a part of what the government describes as its energy reform process, a revolutionary, comprehensive energy reform process. It involved an agreement with Pike, a foreign company, a U.S. company, that was to be a 25-year arrangement with them. For many, many months, we heard that this was happening, deals were being done, then that the deal was done. And at one point, Pike started showing up on the ground with equipment, et cetera, even though no deal had been concluded. Why? How do we know that? Because the prime minister and the minister responsible for energy told us that once the deal would provide the agreement to the public, and so forth. That wasn't done. The minister even told Michael Pindad if he won his leadership bid for the FNM, she would release the deal. He won. It was only after much prodding, much protest, that eventually a document dump was done. And then we got this deal. That deal that we got suggested that there was an arrangement that would involve many years of Pike's involvement. After all, who would take a ownership stake in something, 60% to 60%? Listen to me now. This is why I'm saying I'm not crazy. You take Pike a 60% stake in a company, with the other 40% being owned by the government. For a company that would own and operate the transmission and distribution assets of the Bahamas Power and Light Company, you take that out, go about the business, the folks are raising $100 million with a precious group of Bahamian investors, and a $30 million equity in the pot, and structure an arrangement that has you getting fees in the first 5 years of a certain order, and then reduced over time after that first 5 years. And then 2 years later, you're saying goodbye? 2 years later, you are just like, I wish you well. We have done the foundational infrastructure for the T&D, and you're good to go. You're good to go. Now, you're saying goodbye, Mr. Pike, no longer chairman. The management was always seeking to find some talent. Now we have some Bahamian talent at the helm. And you're gone. The government says your ownership remains in place. You say goodbye, we wish you well. The government is hailing that it's now Bahamianized, this Island Grid Company. Well, let me explain something to you all. Before Island Grid Company was set up, the whole BPL was Bahamianized. In fact, the only time it wasn't Bahamianized was when a Progressive Liberal Party administration engaged a foreign company to be the management of BPL. That's the only period under which it was not Bahamianized. BPL is still Bahamianized. Island Grid was supposed to be a pricing arrangement of the T&D component of BPL. So to tell me that you have private, you have Bahamian leadership of that, as heralding the success of something is ready to tell me I'm crazy. No. You go to a foreign company to go and be responsible for the upgrade and operation of the T and D because you didn't think Bahamian companies had that expertise and could do it. And you gave them a 25-year deal to do it. You didn't give a Bahamian company a 25-year deal. No, no, you gave them, this foreign company, an arrangement that involved 25 years. And now they are just kind of like going off. And I'm expected to believe everything is hunky-dory. Everything is not hunky-dory. Something is very wrong with this arrangement. Very wrong. Yes, things go wrong. Things happen. But nobody's saying. Nobody's really coming clean on this. This is something's wrong. You know, I asked this question. I cannot get an answer. I cannot get an answer. I have not gotten an answer to this day. I've asked this question. How much money did Pike put in Island Grid? We know $100 million was raised from Bahamian investors. We know that. We know another $30 million was raised. How much should Pike put in this? You know, because it's easy to walk away from things you have no cash equity in. The assets were not Pike's. The only assets Pike brought in. And those equipment are movable. You can carry movable equipment back with you. How much money did Pike put in this deal? Does anybody know? What was Pike's equity injection in this deal? Anybody knows? The government was transferring BPL's T&D assets into this Island Grid company. What happened? What's the status of that transfer? I happen to think that it is not altogether clear that those assets could have been moved in the first place, because BPL has more than $500 million in legacy debt. Ain't nobody lend BPL that money without either government guarantee or leveraging the assets of BPL. You want me to say it again? Let me say it again. If the government did not guarantee a loan for BPL, and my understanding is not all of BPL's loans were guaranteed by the government, then it had to use assets to as collateral against some loans. Could it be, as I am advised, that some of those assets haven't been encumbered prior to this deal, became a part of the challenge for the deal? Something's not right. And so no one is going to attempt to use sleight of hand or sophism or emotional appeals to Bahamianization to cause me not to see what I already know I cannot see. What has happened to this deal? What is happening? So the government says, the ownership is still intact. Of course, the ownership is still intact. If you distribute shares in a company, X%, that's fine. That's not a problem. The bigger deal is, if you as an owner walk away, what happens to what you put in it? Now, if you didn't put anything in it, walking away don't make no difference. The ownership could be there, but walking away means nothing. If the company has no assets, you're owning 60% in it, means nothing. Because if the assets weren't transferred and the company is barely a shell, then you have lost nothing by walking away. The only question is how the liabilities fall. And the liability exists to the tune of $100 million to bondholders of the company and the equity owners. The bondholders are a bigger problem than the equity holders because the bondholders have preeminence in any folding up of the company. I don't think that there need be any real great concern about the folding up of the company. The company is owned 40% by the government. the assets of the company were going to be the government's own to begin with. And so the real issue is Pike, that strategic partner, still available to do what that strategic partner was going to do to make this a revolutionary transformation in the energy sector? That's the first thing. And then would somebody really tell us what has happened? Of course, it's election time. And sometimes the embarrassing things that might be out there, nobody wants to talk about. I understand that. While I understand it, I don't accept it. Because if you're still being paid to govern, you should still govern. And if you're still being paid to govern, then accountability and transparency is part of that governance, and you should still be accountable and transparent. Not that necessarily you have been all the while, but I mean, still, the queries and questions that people might have don't end because you're going to election. In fact, they intensify. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather comes, and you know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. North Andrus, it's your...
Marcos, we make it better. Better ingredients, better flavors, better quality. A signature sauce that families have always counted on. We are not only serving your family, but our families too. Two medium, one-topping pizzas with center squares or cheesy bread for just $29.95. When you want pizza you can trust, choose Marcos. Your family deserves the best. Marcos Pizza, crafted with heart and proudly shared with love.
North Andrus, it's your time. The F&M Fire Forward Rally is coming to North Andrus. We're coming to F&M headquarters on Queens Highway, Thursday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. Come collect Sir Fent Road, Dr. Nicholas Fox, Fandia Stewart, your candidate, Janice Oliver, and our next Prime Minister, Michael Pintard. North Andrus, come and hear how the F&M will work for you. 8 p.m.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the F&M, there will be a change. The F&M has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the F&M knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Wow. welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good day. Does BEC and Patelco still exist? They do not. There's no BEC and there's no Patelco. There is now BPL, Bahamas Power and Light, and there's now BTC, Bahamas Telecommunications Company. If there is some legacy companies still called BEC and Patelco, they may exist only to hold some residual assets, but the main companies are BPL and BEC. Do we, the people, still own them and the debts they had prior to being stripped of their revenue generation powers? Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there. If they exist, yes, you still own them. If they have debt, yes, indirectly, you still own the debt. Yes, if particularly if they were guaranteed. So, yes, but I mean, but that doesn't matter because all government direct and indirect liabilities belong ultimately to you, the taxpayer. So that's not a, whether it's a company, this company or that company, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. This text says, good day, Lang. Pike only bring their trucks to BPL. The government owes them nothing. Pike only bought their trucks. And it's not a question of whether the government owes them anything. Nobody suggests the government owes them anything at all. 30% in a company which the government of the Bahamas owns 40%. And if that company has any debt or liability, whoever it owes, whether it's the government or private.
I've had a video written.
Then I don't know what that was. Then it must mean that Pike owes 60% of that as 60% owner of the company, and so does the government. So they don't owe the government nothing. It isn't an issue at all. In fact, we think it's the other way around. The question is the other way around. I don't think they owe the government anything at all, and I don't think the government owes them anything. That's why they could get a clean break and don't have no challenges with doing so. This text says, good day, Lang. Pike only bring... you said that before. So Pike only bring their trucks. That's it. Pike only brought their trucks. Pike didn't put no money into this investment, nothing. Wasn't required to put any money. So all Pike was bringing was expertise, which you could buy in consultancy. What did Pike do? Did Pike buy the poles, which they debated with BPL workers, whether it should be on above ground or below ground, or how deep in the ground should be? Did Pike bring the wiring, you know, or was Pike just a way to get cheaper wiring and cheaper poles? Like, what happened? What did Pike do? What did Pike do? The government says that outages have been reduced by 50%. Why would outages reduce? What did Pike do that the outages got reduced by 50%? Maybe somebody who's at BPL could tell us. How is it? What is it that Pike could do that you couldn't do since you are in and we're in the distribution and business? What? You couldn't lay pipes? You couldn't string wires on the poles at BPL? What? You couldn't buy poles? You couldn't buy things? If Pike wasn't using his own money, you couldn't raise money to get. Maybe you couldn't. It's very odd, very strange. It's very unclear. All of this really is, and we do not get. Let me tell you something. We do not get explanations about these things. What we get told is how transformative life is for us. How much better we off we are. That's what we get told. As if it is possible to simply say, but I take care of you. I do this for you. but don't worry about this, that, and the next thing. You don't owe me no explanation. That's not how the trusteeship works. That's not how governance works. Right? At this point in the history of this country, I'm sorry, celebrating Bahamianization of a subsidiary of a company that was wholly Bahamianized before the company was created is not a win. It's not a win. Who runs BPL? A Bahamian. Is BPL larger than Bahamas great company? It is. It is. Can I say that again? Bahama Grid Company is not bigger than BPL, and BPL is run by Bahamians. And the only time it wasn't run by Bahamians was when the government of the Bahamas and they decided to have a family manage it. And that was during a time when it was seeking to sell BPL to Blue Waters just prior to an election. Now you have a subsidiary company that has only distribution and distribution that has 40% ownership by the government of the Bahamas and 60% ownership by a foreign company, and we now must celebrate that a Bahamian CEO and CFO are in place. And I should make sense of that. I think we can do better than that. I think the Bahamian public deserves better than that in terms of explanation. I think so. I also think that the Bahamian public deserves better than that when it comes to the next thing we're going to talk about after the news break, which is the beaches and parks situation. I want to plan something using the beaches and parks scenario when we come back from the break. But I'm not going crazy. I'm not. Life makes sense if you think about it. Things make sense. Just because you don't have an explanation doesn't mean there is an explanation. And just because you can't make sense of something just now doesn't mean sense cannot be made of it. It just means that the explanation once given may not enthuse you, may not impress you, may not excite you. And it means that once you get out of your confusion and you have certainty, the certainty you get might cause you challenges. That's what that means. But there's explanations. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let no one fool you. There's explanations. And if you see in politics, I've said to you before, if you see in politics, you know, you're getting told what the deal is. That's because to tell you what the deal is not going to be useful. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news break. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them.
Paid for by the PLP.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program display a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Okay? So we were talking about Pike earlier and the Pike deal and what's happening there with that, with what appears to be a departure, substantial departure of Pike, even if not in ownership, which doesn't really bother me much because that ownership don't mean nothing if the company don't have no real assets or
or anything of that nature. And from what I could tell, it outside of, I mean, there is that $130 million it got in debt and equity. Maybe that has been used up to purchase supplies, equipment, et cetera. Who knows? We don't know. You know, I'm going to talk about beaches and parks in a little while, but you know what I find surprising, to be honest with you, about the government of the Bahamas? There are articulate people within the government of the Bahamas. There's no question about it. Articulate people who are able to communicate and to provide explanations of things. And notwithstanding the yeoman's cry of the media, and the public about answers they can't get, these articulate people are not showing up to provide this explanation. The chief among them is the prime minister. He is ultimately responsible. He's the head of government. But he has many capable articulators in his ranks. And it's not just a question of being able to string words together. I'm talking about people who can bring facts to bear on an issue so people can understand what's happening. And that is not happening. We are being fed to very simplistic, sometimes unreasonable, sometimes shocking explanations about why this happened. And how this happened. One of the explanations, for instance, exists with roads and beaches and parks. They did the same thing. This is what the Venice administration did. And that's acceptable. That's an acceptable information to give the public, given that the public soundly and roundly rejected the Venice administration last time. That is acceptable given the government often says to them, reminding Michael Pintado and those of what they did and why an acceptable explanation for Mr. Bonamy to say, we only did what they did. Shocking. Anyways, I heard a caller on Dwight's show saying that beaches and parks was only arranged this way for family and lovers and not having to get paid and whatever. Absolute garbage and nonsense. Absolute garbage and nonsense. Right? That's absolute nonsense talk. Okay? That's what we could do. We just could come on these radios and spew whatever we want to spew and then get off the radio and we think. Then secondly, he gave a fairly much inaccurate history of how these all evolved, actually. I used to be the minister responsible for parks in the Bahamas. And when I was minister responsible for youth sports and culture. So I had like the smaller parks, and most people don't know this, so I had the smaller parks, but the bigger parks like Aaron Bailey and them at one point would have been like public works in those, right? And then there were other, like the beaches would have been with some other ministry responsible, maybe public works or something like that. So there was a very scattered approach to managing these public recreational spaces, like parks and beaches. And so what attempted to happen was to consolidate them into one area where oversight could be given to them as public recreational spaces. And I believe that under Algernon Allen, that consolidation came in, and that's when Algernon Allen created the park warden system. I mean, the beach warden system, where you actually had people hired to both clean and to be on the beaches to look out for people swimming and that kind of stuff. It was a beach warden program. So that was the effort. It wasn't to go get no lovers and people know. That was nonsense because you could give people contracts even if they were separated out. That would, what does that make? Why you need to create something to do that? Y'all stop calling these talk shows, stop and talking stupidness. It's an insult. It was consolidated in order to improve efficiencies in the management of the thing. Now, we could argue whether those efficiencies were achieved. Now, I can tell you there was a period of time under Ingram where there was, Nassau was cleaned up. You could see people regularly working. You could see the park wardens going and so forth and so forth. Even when Desmond Bannister was there in the last iteration, Nassau was being cleaned up. You could see efforts being made and so forth and so forth. But now let me explain something to you. And for this, the FNM administration and the Minnis and the present Davis administration have to take responsibility. But it may well be true that in times past, there could have been some liberal usage of the parks and recreational spaces, facilities to serve the patronage needs of the government. What do I mean by that? You need to do some for the general. This one, well, parks, give them a park. You know, I mean, Ingram actually wanted to empower young men by actually giving young men in parks to manage in their community. It makes sense, good sense. Wasn't the question FNM, PLP, but now you know that in that kind of a scenario, people are going to try to make sure, well, if I have some people who support me and what have you, and they need work, I'm going to try and get them some work. I ain't lying to you. That's what's happened. Okay? But under the previous administration, overtures were done. And in this current administration, where even more overage was done, there was a very liberal use of this, no doubt, for hiring, for issuance of contracts, for patronage purposes. No question about it. Ain't no sense we play games. Now, let me explain something to y'all. You can cuss Mikhail Bonamy, and you can cuss Shannon Dawn Cartwright, both of whom had charge of those areas under the two administrations. You could cuss them if you want. But the reality is they could not overspend the kind of money they overspent without the approval of the Ministry of Finance and hence the Minister of Finance and hence the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Let me say it again. They managed, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, present Deputy Prime Deputy Leader of the Free National Movement and Member of Parliament, former for St. Barnabas. Mikhail Bridges, now the chairman of the Parks Authority, a Progressive Liberal Party candidate. Please forgive me, I forgot what his area is he's campaigning for. They have some responsibility to take for what happened in those areas because they were the managers. But I assure you, when it comes to the money part of it, you can't blame them. They cannot overspend government budget, cannot spend an all overspend an allocation without approval from the Ministry of Finance. Cannot do it. Shivago Lang has been there, cannot do it. So all the spending that went down there had been authorized. And if it wasn't authorized, then whoever was Minister of Finance in the previous administration and whoever was Prime Minister and First Lord of the Treasury in the previous administration and the current administration, they both need to be held to account for doing so, for allowing such an incompetent thing to happen. And you can tell them, Shivago Lang, tell you that. Right? You can't spend $30 million more of the government money and the Ministry of Finance don't know, man. You cannot spend $60 million of the government money and the Ministry of Finance does not know and the Minister of Finance does not know and has not approved. You cannot do it. Now, if you do skullduggery with the contract, giving this one and that one, about getting some backdoor deal, et cetera, well, that might be on you. But overspending the government money, that's on the Minister of Finance and Ministry of Finance. I'm giving you a lesson. I just want you to know how it go. Huh? You and my, I want you to consider. I want you to consider that a chairman or something just decides they're gonna spend. They can spend Mikhail Bonamy is Mount Moriah. I want you to consider that Shannon Lorne Gottright, he is not a cabinet minister. That Mikhail Bonamy, he's not a cabinet minister. Sit down at beaches and park and just spend $30 million. You don't know how much $30 million is. Do you know what $30 million? Let me tell you how much Rolls Royce. $30 million and you was buying $500,000 Rolls Royces, 60 of them, have them stop, you could have them all around your house, 60 Rolls Royces just park around your house. You know how many students you could send to university who parents can't afford it with $30 million? If their education cost them $50,000 for the whole term, you could send 600 of them students off to university, means their life forever. And you could just sit around and do that, and the Minister of Finance don't know. He just plain let you spend $30 million, $60 million just like that. Trust Zhivago when he tells you, man. That's utter nonsense. Minister of Finance knew. They all knew. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Pleasant, good afternoon. How you doing?
Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Can you hear me, Tobago? Tobago?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, right, good afternoon.
I can hear
you
well, Anton. I can hear you.
Yeah. Excellent.
Right here, man. Right
good
here.
Afternoon
right
to here. The nation. Look, I want to make a comment on the BPL matter, but I'll start with this beaches and parks since this is what you're discussing right now. Tobago, listen. I said from we were in opposition, I said while we when we formed government, and I said it multiple times as government, that it made no sense piping up in a negative way the overspending that was done under the deputy leader of the FNM, Shannon Lorne Gottright, for the mere fact that the spending benefited Bahamian businessmen and women throughout this country. Right? And that is a positive step in the right direction for once in this country. The focus always should have been on the administrative aspect of that spending, right? That is where I thought the downfall was, and that is where the focus should have been kept. The same difference applies right now, Zhivago. You almost touched on a little bit of what I want to say and what I'm going to say to you. Zhivago, as you explained, there's only one person who can grant any executive chairman or even any cabinet member further approval for financing in their ministry. That's the Minister of Finance.
Both of whom under the Minister administration and this administration were the Prime Ministers of the Bahamas.
Right.
Let me say, even when I say the Ministry of Finance, I don't mean the FS and them. I'm talking about the Minister of Finance does the approving.
Right. And so, to my mind, Zhivago, this matter should have been a simple explanation, cut and dry. It should not have dragged on trying to drag in what was done previously into what has been the Prime Minister making the statement that I authorized this on behalf of the Bahamian people to ensure that Bahamians benefit by being granted opportunities to conduct business in their country from their own tax dollars. End of story.
Hold on. If the Prime Minister gave me that explanation, I would not be satisfied, though, because funds allocated by Parliament are supposed to be used for the purposes Parliament allocated it for. So if you have beaches and parks, it's supposed to be for beaches and parks. Now, yes, in the process, you have citizens of the Bahamas being employed or engaged or being provided with contracts. But the ultimate aim was for the development and upkeep of beaches and parks in the country.
Yes.
If you want to empower people, don't you have SBDC? Don't you have Bank of Bahamas?
One of the roles, Shivago, of the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority is through engaging the Bahamian people through contracts, right? To provide some of those services that they also provide.
I understand, right? but Anton, you know, I spent a day wanting to be straight talking. Entice this. No, just listen to me. A great deal of this was patronage. Patronage under both administrations. This was political patronage because some of those contracts were given to people who work for government.
Okay.
The Prime Minister, Prime Minister Davis, who in the House of Assembly stood up and said that the wrongdoings in beaches and parks under the Minister administration was obvious. He's on tape video saying that.
Right.
He said it was used as a slush fund.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? He didn't mean that was so. This was an effort to empower Bahamians, etc. That was not what he said.
But that is.
He said it was used as a slush fund.
That is what the.
No, I understand that, I understand. What I'm saying though, when I say it was used as a slush fund, you turn around and do the same thing because your chairman say, well, we did the same thing they did.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I am agreeing 100% with what you're presenting in that regard. Which is why I'm only saying that is why it should have not been pursued in that approach or in that manner from the onset, right? And then you wouldn't find yourself compromised when faced with a similar situation, right? If I could just make the comment on BPL, and then I want to say one last thing, please, before you let me go with reference to the Prime Minister Shivago, right? With the BPL Shivago, I listened to you very carefully in what you expressed. Right, and what I want to add to what you expressed is that Ike Shivago wasn't just any partner that was picked up because you have the money to hire the consultants. They were a partner that was identified of all partners who was buying to be partners with the Bahamian government globally in the utilities and electrical distribution and production industry. Right. Across the United States, right? Mm. And they were a strategic, prominent partner that could bring not only expertise, but access, Shivago, access that perhaps one of three partners globally would be able to gain. And they were the only one of those top two or three partners that was prepared to onboard a small country like the Bahamas. And so, when you look at it from that vein, Shivago, they weren't just bringing expertise. Now, I can switch to what I want to say about the Prime Minister, right? Because...
you got to compress it for me because I have to go to break.
It's a one-liner, Shivago. Right now, based upon what I'm seeing, Shivago, and I'm listening to everything, from the rally stages to the interviews to the press conferences to the media releases, etc. I'm listening. And right now, at this point in time, PM Davis, you are exactly in a similar position to where your predecessor, former leader of the PLP was at 2 points when he was prime minister. And in my estimation, in my intelligent estimation, it is what you say in the public domain that will make the difference and save all of the work that you would have done over the 4.5 years, or allow it to be caught up in political fodder and thrown away as nothing. Thank you.
We, man. Take care. We'll see. So, you know, I hear Anton about what ought to have been said, but the Prime Minister and them say exactly what they wanted to say. They said exactly, they gave the explanation they wanted to give. Right? And somebody's reminding me, I will say, to the credit of the Minister administration, the verges, the parks, etc., were better kept. The beaches were better kept, right, for the money spent. You can't say that under the current situation, because you drive around Nassau, you know, you any all. I've been there. I came on the show and told you guys what I saw in Nassau. It was pathetic. If you drive along Shirley Street, I mean, sorry, East Bay, heading down to Montague, and you look at the grass growing up out of the sidewalk and all that kind of stuff, you cannot be serious about keeping and maintaining verges in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and that kind of nonsense happening. Spend $141 million. I don't get it. Okay, so we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay our respects to our marvelous sponsor. So when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Boost your buying power. At rates as low as 7.5%, a margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
The following is a paid political message.
Outta Kalani. Whoa. Hey. Kalani. Oh, the future. Oh, vote for MacGyver. Hey, cause she is a fighter.
For you.
That was a paid political message.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me cry?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Hey there, buddy. Now, Mary, let me start this contract. You know, is it better for you to pay the workers, how much, $400 a week and cut the grass or better the contract? I don't know. Which one do you think is best?
I think that's a good question to be analyzed depending on the work being done. Because if a piece of work is a temporary piece of work, then maybe a contract is best, right? Because employment comes with obligations in addition to just paying salaries, you know? So maybe that's not what you want to do. But I think the question you raise is if there is, for instance, consistent maintenance work required of a regular basis that can be done by properly organized workers, then you might want to do it. That stop you from having a patronage system to where you start hiring people who can't, who ineffective, who lazy, but only because they support you then in challenges.
Yeah, but you see, you got to run it right. You set your rules. You don't come to work. You don't perform. You don't get paid. And I kill that
yeah,
there.
But brother, I agree with you 100%, but let's be real, man. This is politics. You get hired by, you know, many a times when these things, like jobs like that are being handed out, people go send around a list and say, the MPs and say, send me some names, etc. Now you send your name. You think an MP sending the name of somebody they don't know? They sending the name of somebody they know. And then you want to fire them. When you want to fire them, they're going to complain to the MP, you're going to complain to the prime minister and so forth and so forth. So unless you have a prime minister who is no nonsense and prepared to make sure things run properly, you're not going to get away.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, the doctors want money. These people get way more money than the doctors. If you look at it, each job have a value. And if I give you a job and I say, okay, I paying you X amount, you got to perform. I see you, and it got to be no nonsense. And you got to get people down because you wasting up a ton of money. That's why the nurses say they need a raise. The doctors say they need a raise. When you pay them, you have a money, you call over $141 million. That's a lot of money, and I think they need to go. See, everything you want, contract, something, maintaining the road and park, that's a year-round job. Hire the right people,
you know what?
That's your rule and regulation, who don't work. And
you
then if you think you got some bad-ass fellas, then don't hire them. Hire the right people and cut loose, because I think the job ain't value all this money would be wasting up, because that's all I'll be doing, wasting up the money. But anyhow, I will say some more.
I got you, brother.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate you calling. Thanks. Let me read some of your texts here. This text says, hey, Mr. Lang, thanks for clearing up the beach and parks origins. People too like to come on the airways talking crap, man. But is there a way to reward your loyal supporters? Well, I mean, you're going to do some patronage. Shivago Lang would not sit on this radio and tell you, if this one was in office and that one's in office, you're not going to have some patronage. It's going to happen. If you see an opportunity, if there's a real need in government and somebody has skills that matches it and capabilities, you're going to try to assist them. If they've been faithful and loyal supporters, they have been victimized or denied opportunities in the past. So that's going to happen. But that cannot be the modus operandi. That cannot be the regular way. You cannot have a government of the Bahamas issuing 80% plus of its contracts by direct award so it could patronize its supporters. You can't have that. That's nonsense. You can't spend $141 million of people's monies and for the most part, it's on the basis of patronage. Come on, that's not right. Not right. You know, Ingram used to tell me all the time, Shivago, you ain't know who vote for you. So trying to only do for yours is only land you in problems. It's not right. This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Whenever an entity, person, or group is evasive in every aspect of accountability, one must ask what are their true intentions without any clarity or proven explanation or documentation. Texas, good afternoon. It was the FNM, and under Mr. Simonette, they cleaned up a lot of derelict boats on Arawak Key and Porter's Key. If memory serves me correctly, they looked terrible prior to the cleanup, says that text. This text says, but Shivago, the Minister of Finance is not, they have in capital NOT, providing an explanation. That is true. Very true. And that's part of the problem. Whatever explanation is being provided is inadequate, in many instances insufficient, and not reasonable, not logical. And this text says, good afternoon, I hear Anton, but we don't know if the monies were given to Bahamian contractors or given to them in full, especially given the conditions of the parks. Also, if a PM minister was properly overseeing spending of beach and parks, they should have caught a huge budget overshoot. Absolutely, absolutely. The reality is that once these amounts were claimed to have been spent, then the Ministry of Finance had to pay. Let me add further too. We have some callers on the line, but let me also explain this to you all. Not only can you not spend this money without the Minister of Finance having said so, the Minister of Finance having approved it, if a ministry or an area has a certain allocation, you cannot, if they exhaust all the money in that allocation, do you know what they have to do? They have to bring money in that area from another area. So my question is, where $60 million come from? Because if you didn't get it from another area and you spent above what Parliament allocated, you then had to go back to Parliament and get approval for that overspenditure. But Parliament then dissolved now, so you know, approval to be had, so you can get in the next Parliament. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Minister Lyon. How are you doing?
I am right here. How are you?
I'm okay. What I want to do, just short a statement, okay? Based on me as a Bahamian and as a voter, when I listen to what has been said, right, I only could come to one conclusion. I don't think they'd be speaking to us. I think they'd be speaking to themselves. You following what I'm trying to say? Like when you give an explanation and when you're trying to. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
You hear me? I hear noise. That's you.
Yes, like ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, like next example, right? Like when you're trying to explain or try to get out of something like the beaches and park, right? Instead of you trying to explain it to the Bahamian people with some kind of sympathetic or like you get caught or something, you like trying to talk to other politicians, like, take that. You know, like, they don't care about us.
Yes, about us. Yes, you're absolutely right.
That's the impression.
You're absolutely right.
From the outside in, you know.
Okay. You are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that the press ask a question or talk show host ask a question and it becomes, the FNM only saying or the PLP only saying. You're absolutely right. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Shivago. How are you?
I'm right here, man. What's up? Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
Yeah, I drove around last week and this week in KOVC. Filthy. And also, I drove over in East Street today, and people were doing the side road. Making this sidewalk with their PLP shirts on. That's not right. You know, you should be wearing the power from India. Don't work for the government. That's wrong. I'm flying their flags. That's wrong. Something wrong with that.
I got you, brother. Thanks a lot. That says, Mr. Lang, the truth is Bahamian people are the patronage, then they demand that their MP grant them patronage. I understand what that is saying, but the Bahamian people are not the problem. They're not the problem to this extent. The Bahamian people can't make you give the public money in a way that the public money ought not to be given. Bahamian people can't make you overspend the money in ways that give an explanation for. So what we're talking about is what the government is not doing, not what the Bahamian people demand. So in this instance, this is all on the government. Yes, the demand exists and people try to place that demand on the government, but you're the one with the purse. Because when you go to Parliament and do whatever you want, you don't ask the Bahamian people permission. You don't tell the Bahamian people you have to do this and you have to do that. And can I do it, please? No, you go and do what you have to do. The Bahamian people, you don't ask the Bahamian people to buy Grand Lucaya. You didn't ask the Bahamian people to set up a $120 million deal with Concord Wilshire. You didn't ask the Bahamian, many things that I could go on and on and on and on, the pipe deal and everything else. No, so the Bahamian people ain't the problem now. You're the problem. You're the problem. The government is the problem. If there is a problem, the government is the problem. PM Minnis was pushing for the investigations of parks and beaches when the PLP took over. Shannon Dawn Cartwright said on the floor of the House of Assembly that he had no authority to spend a dime without the Minister of Finance's signature. And he's absolutely, absolutely 100% right. Many contracts were awarded to individuals incapable of completing the tasks themselves, and some individuals held multiple contracts that they subcontracted. Additionally, people living on other islands were also given contracts to fulfill on. Yep. We're going to come back after this break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the break.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! Bahamas, wake up! All across this nation, time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. The poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Save us get rich, now we run the land, while Bahamians catching hell again. Big mansion, big car, big talk, can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't race. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Save us come to millionaire FNM, say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let it money.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Mm. The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Bahamas Get Ready, the Cholin Industrial Corporation presents the 5th annual Taste and Tell Food Expo, the biggest food processing event of the year. Join us April 25th at the Western Esplanade from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live cooking demos, competitions, eating contests with prizes, a fun kitty corner, and live entertainment. Don't miss it. For more information, call 376-6209. Taste and Tell. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
North Andrus, it's your time. The FNM Fire Forward Rally is coming to North Andrus. We're coming to FNM headquarters on Queens Highway, Thursday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. Come here from Carlton Bowleg, Sir Fent Road, Dr. Nicholas Fox, Fandia candidate Janice Oliver, and our next Prime Minister, Michael Pintard. North Andrus, come and hear how the FNM will work for you. 8 p.m.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
gentlemen. This is Eli Van Shababo Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I watched Mr. Bonnaby's recent interview, and as a Grand Bahamian, a bonded baby, born and raised in the city of Freeport, in fact, I was thoroughly insulted by his claims the beaches and parks spent millions of dollars on vehicles and equipment, yet New Providence, for the most part, is such a filthy state. In such a filthy state. I mentioned Freeport to share an example of why I'm so insulted. I already know where you're going. My wife and I own a lot of land in Over the Bridge, Barbary Beach. And for those who know, this is one of the least developed areas in Freeport, Lucaya. Any to our very pleasant surprise, when we arrived at our property through a corner with not one house to meet a full sanitation crew, from men walking with garbage bags to tractors cutting overgrown bush. So my question is, if sanitation service can send a whole crew that undeveloped area, why can't a government entity with millions of dollars in funding keep the main areas of New Providence clean? Maybe we need Lou, and we mean Lou Carroll, to be Beaches and Parks' new executive chairman. Let me tell you something. If y'all want to see how to keep an area, go to Freeport and see what sanitation does, services does. Go and check it out. I have to tell them, though, in one area I know in Mayfield Park, the people dumping, or the dogs dumping, and I don't know, y'all must need to get somebody through there more regular. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Right there, man. What's up?
Right. Listen, Mr. Lang, let me ask you something. Right. You've been in government, other parts of the government structure. These chairmanship appointments and other things, are they... What's the purpose of that? Because, I mean... Let's say, like you, right? You were appointed in a ministry that you had the, more or less, had the expertise for in some regards, right? But it seems to me like is that just to increase the MP's salary to make sure that he gets more than $1,000?
Well, if you $28,000. Well, if you have an authority, you want to have some oversight of it, so you know. You can have a board and you can have, yes, if the government wants to give you a post that they think provides you with, you know, you're not a minister, but you get a little more income. I know, and provide the oversight necessary. Yeah, you get to be an executive chairman. Maybe it helps to enforce the political policy of the government more directly, saying there can't be a legitimate reason for it. But sometimes it is part of, I'm not putting you in the cabinet, but I'm going to give you opportunity to do something that both gives you an opportunity to perform and also to get some additional income. That could be the case for sure.
Because some of these chairmen, like they seem like once they get there, it's, you know, I'm in total control. Because, I mean, most of these corporations, even like Water and Sewer, look what's before the courts now. You know, it's like, you know what, you have to listen to me. But you have a board that's appointed.
This is what I tell young politicians always, and not only young ones, some of the ones who are older. I say, let me tell you something, brother. Always lead with your professionalism. Mm-hmm. Don't mind this politics. You lead with your professionalism. Be a professional. That means you must pay attention to good governance, pay attention to good oversight, pay attention to the reasons why you are there. Pay attention to the laws and rules that govern your conduct and behavior.
But you need to go. I hope they're listening to you. I hope they're listening, because it looks like when they get in there, you know, it's like, you know, and you know, I look at this roads and parks thing, all right? Mr. Bonamy would have inherited an F&M budget, right? And the budget was just passed like 2 months, because the election was held in September, so the budgetary cycle would have come into effect as of July the 1st.
July,
right? Mm-hmm. So it's just July, August. So he still had the whole, you know, whatever was budgeted for that year, he still had at his disposal, right? So that, I mean, you, take for instance, you, the first thing you go into a ministry, whatever it is that you've been appointed, you said that you're going to sit down for the first couple of months to, you know, analyze what the situation is and so on and so forth and so forth. So I can see him overspending for the first year, because by then you're just feeling your bit. But then the third and the fourth, you know, to me, that's totally unacceptable.
Even in your first year, overspending is unacceptable. There's no reason to overspend unless you and the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance agree that this is necessary to be done. In which case, the Prime Minister could come out and tell you, yeah, well, I approved the additional spending because I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that.
But I mean, like I said, like how in this particular case, he inherited.
No. Life don't work like that, brother. When you go in the ministry, on day one, you have charge of that area. If you don't want to spend this, you don't have to spend that. The budget is only a budget about the numbers. That's not about what to do with the numbers.
Right, but I'm saying there was something. He said, okay, in order to improve this area,
that's allow it if you want, but you don't have to give it to him. It's not very necessary. That does not, the first year does not explain overspending. Does not.
I see. All right.
Does not. You overspend because you wanted to. And you got permission to do so. All right? Thanks, man. Let me read this last text. It says, hi, Shivago. Mr. Lang, they use the money to campaign with, as we see it now, block parties every day in these constituencies. Non-stop partying while the doctors, nurses, teachers out here begging for the money is just a total disgrace. No, they wouldn't use government money for that. It's not government money that they're doing the partying on. They're getting some money from plenty of people now, some top people, but they ain't government money they need to use for that. Right? I don't think so. This text says, your last text, so the reason why the example of Freeport is not a good example is that in Freeport, there is the expectation and requirement of actual provable work service before payment. That's not true. Because in Freeport, we pay our sanitation bill in your utility bill. And most people don't even know that's where it is. It's that service. And it's because the people who are giving it are professional people. Lou, Carol, and them are professional people who are being paid to do something, and they do the work that they are paid to do. And they ain't sitting around hiring this one and that one because they're close to me and that one close to me and this one, whether they could do the job or not. They're professional people doing the work that they were hired to do. That's the difference. You've been listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. Goodbye.